This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 23rd India-China Special Representatives Talks. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Manish Anand, journalist.
National Security Advisor Ajit Doval led a delegation-level talks in China with his counterpart Wang Yi. He is the foreign minister of China, also a member of the Communist Party there. The outcome of the meeting has been stated to be good by the spokesperson of the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the part of the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, that there has been consensus on 6 points, which includes resumption of Mansarovar Yatra, trade through Nathula border pass, and hydrographic data exchange and others. We are joined by Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar, and we would like to understand, Ambassador Sajjanhar, the broader outcome of this visit of Ajit Doval, which has come after a gap of 5 years, and this 23rd special representative meeting took place in the backdrop of Kazan agreement and the Kazan spirit, as they say, that took place on the sidelines of the BRICS summit.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me over. And yes, it's a very positive development. It's a very welcome development. I think the fact, as you mentioned yourself, that this meeting has taken place after a long hiatus of 5 years. Before that, the special representatives, the nomination of the whole process of special representatives, it was started in 2003 when discussions between the two countries were proceeding on resolving the border issue. And so from 2003 till 2019, that means over a period of 16 years, there have been 22 meetings that have taken place. And over the last 5 years, there has been no meeting at all, because there was in April of 2020, and you would recall that was the time when the COVID-19 pandemic had just started. So, of course, when these discussions have taken place subsequently with the Chinese, and we have tried to find out from them as to why did they station such large numbers of their troops. 50 to 60,000 troops were brought onto the border area. And this was completely violative of the agreements that had been signed between the two sides. We signed the agreements in 1993, 1996, confidence building measures that we will, you know, not carry, our soldiers will not carry any arms, any lethal arms in the border areas when they go on patrolling, that there will be no heavy deployment of troops and forces in the border. We will not get any heavy armory, weaponry, equipment on the border. And this was to build confidence that we will resolve the border issue through discussions, through diplomacy, through dialogue. But notwithstanding these two confidence building measure agreements or agreement in 2005, 2012, 2013, they got all these large number of troops. And we also, I am sure, to the surprise of the Chinese, we were also able to immediately get a mirror deployment of 50,000, 60,000 troops there. And we have continued to maintain those troops in the border areas, notwithstanding that on those heights, it has been the last 4 winters already. And this is the 5th winter that is going through. So they had come, and as a result of the clash that took place in Galwan on the 20th of June, so as a result of that, there was no meeting that was taking place. In fact, no meeting between our highest leaders also took place, between Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping. In fact, the meeting that took place, you referred to, Manishji, on the meeting that took place on the sidelines of the BRICS summit on October 23, 2024 in Kazan city of Russia. That was also after a period of 5 years, because the last meeting that had taken place between Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping was in Mamallapuram in October of 2019, when it was the second informal summit that had taken place. So as a result of this meeting in Kazan, it was decided that the foreign ministers would meet, that the special representatives would meet, and that that process would be activated. So as a result of that, the meeting took place yesterday on the 18th of December in Beijing. And these three very substantive decisions were taken, that Kailash Mansarovar Yatra that had been stopped as a result of COVID, and it did not resume because relations between the two countries had nosedived after the Galwan incident. And also China stopped supplying the hydrographic data on the transboundary rivers to India, that would also be resumed, and the border trade in the Nathula Pass area, that would be restored. So these are important decisions, I would say, because they touch the lives of ordinary people, because it is the yatris and those who want to do the pilgrimage, who want to go to Kailash Mansarovar, it will be restored. And the border trade is done by small time, those who are people, villagers who are living in that area, so that will help them. And of course, this hydrographic data, when there are floods in our region and we get that data, then we are able to take action to protect the lives and the property.
Mr. Sajjanhar, I would like to draw your attention to External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's statement that the normalization of bilateral ties would be a long drawn process. It will not happen so soon. He basically gave a message that people should be very patient about it. But the cues that is emerging out of Beijing is that they want urgent normalization of the ties, and they are focusing on trust and sincerity in resolving whatever issues we have on the border. There is an urgency on the side of, apparent urgency on the side of China, but we are very cautious. How do you see the meeting grounds?
The first point here I would like to say is that China has been very keen for a long time that we go back to business as usual, because we have seen over the last few years, you know, after COVID, particularly, you know, in terms of the restrictions that it had placed after COVID, its economy has not been able to recover. So although as far as the trade ties between the two countries, they are functioning quite well. We have about $100 billion of trade deficit with China. So they are in a very comfortable position, with a happy position. But your listeners would recall that just after the Galwan skirmish, India had taken a large number of decisions, a large number of steps, that no investment from China would be invited, would be allowed. It would be a case-to-case basis, on a case-by-case basis, that they will be allowed to come. In terms of visas, in terms of technical personnel, many of their apps, very many of like TikTok and others, they were banned from India. Many of, even in the telecom area, Huawei, ZTE, all those, they were not allowed to come to India. So they are very keen. They want that economic relations, investment ties, they should be restored. They should be made, you know, back resumed as they were earlier. But India has been very clear because, you know, we have just been able to get disengagement from the final two friction points, that is Dipsang Plains and Dimchok. And if China had had its way, we would not have had even the disengagement from there. We were able to get the disengagement on the five friction points earlier, whether it is on the banks of north and south bank of Pangong So, Pangong Lake, or some of the other friction points that existed. But we stood our ground, we stood firm, and we said that peace and tranquility on the border is a sine qua non for our resumption of ties between the two sides. So it was only on the 21st of October that the military commanders were able to inform the political leadership of the two countries that they had reached agreement on both on patrolling rights as well as on providing grazing rights as it prevailed earlier, both on Dipsang Plains and Dimchok. And that is why the meeting on 23rd October took place between Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping. And so the first step has been taken, that is of disengagement. But there are other steps also, the step of de-escalation, which means that if the troops are stationed about 10 kilometers, they might not be in an eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation as it existed earlier. But still, since the infrastructure has been upgraded on their side, so it will not take them very long to use petrol vehicles or other automobiles to come up to the border areas. So we want that there should be de-escalation. We want that there should be de-induction as it prevailed earlier, that the troops and all the heavy equipment, armory and aircraft, they are far removed from the border areas. And that is going to take some time. So these are steps that we have taken. I would say that these are, so to say, baby steps, initial steps. But they are welcome steps. But they need to be taken forward. There are so many other areas which are also possible. But the most important is to restore trust. And there is a huge deficit of trust. And they have to really walk the talk to reassure India that they don't have any hostile or inimical intents as far as our territory is concerned, as far as India's role globally is concerned.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, for the benefit of the listeners, it would be apt for you to explain that the 2005 framework under which this special representative talks take place, talks about packaged settlement of the border dispute. What exactly is that? And secondly, Foreign Minister Jaishankar had said that military and diplomacy stood grounds with China during the standoff on the border. Your thoughts on these two aspects?
So first, coming to the second aspect that you have mentioned, that there are, you know, there are these two parallel tracks on which discussions take place. One is in terms of the military commanders, and they have been meeting, and since Galwan, I think they have met about 17 times. They have met on the Chinese side and the base on the Chinese side, and they meet also on the base on the Indian side. Then there is another track, which is known as the WMCC, Working Mechanism on Cooperation and Coordination. That is led at the by the diplomats at the level of Joint Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs and their counterparts in the on the Chinese side. So they have also been meeting. So when there are these diplomatic meetings taking place, there are always military commanders on in that delegation. When the meeting of the military commanders takes place, there is always representative of the diplomatic side also taking place. So I think it is these and about 21 times this WMCC meetings have taken place. So overall, over the last 4 years, there have been about 38 times that these meetings have taken place. And all of them, both sides have acted in collaboration, in coordination with each other, as a result of which we have got this result. Now, you spoke also about the 2005, you know, the political parameters and guiding principles that were signed. And you would recall that there is a reference to the 2005 guiding principles in the statement that has been issued by China. It is not present in the statement that is issued by India. Let me make it clear that there was no agreed text between the two sides. Both sides have given their own readouts, their own understanding of what the discussions took place. So what the Chinese side is saying, that this is a six-point consensus, there is no document that was jointly agreed to between the two sides. It is their understanding. They are the ones who have said that there is going to be a package. There is no mention of a package on the Indian side. There is no mention of the 2005 principles. But I can tell you why China would have said that we should go back to the 2005 principles. Because Article 1, the first point in that 2005 political parameters and guiding principles, is that the border issue will be discussed separately and will not have an impact on the bilateral relations that prevail otherwise. Commerce, trade, travel, tourism, education, people-to-people culture, etc. But it is also qualified by the statement saying that there will be no threat that will be posed by one country onto the other. So I think we have to be very clear as to what we want from this. And it has to be, as the External Affairs Minister has said, it has to be a calibrated approach. It has to be a step-by-step approach by which we are going to move forward. So the movement that has taken place, it's a welcome movement. It's a good move.
Ambassador Sajjanhar gave us exhaustive accounts of the import of the visit of Ajit Doval to Beijing. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
You were listening to a discussion on 23rd India-China Special Representatives Talks. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Manish Anand, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.